Hello and welcome to Live and Teach Guitar Podcast Episode 4. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In the previous episode, I covered a few different career paths you can choose from as a guitar teacher. If you haven't already listened to it, check it out because you might find a different career path more suitable to you. In this episode, I'll explain how to think about and use social media as a guitar teacher. Social media is an area that isn't really being used properly by a lot of guitar teachers at the moment. Many teachers mistakenly believe that social media isn't effective in attracting new students, and there's a lot of misinformation around it. In this episode, I'll try and clear up some misconceptions people have about social media. I'll talk about some mistakes I've seen other guitar teachers make, and I'll explain how to get started with the right expectations. This is a big topic and I won't be able to explain everything, so I recommend you download the PDF for this episode from our website, which provides you with more information. First thing we'll look at is why you would even consider social media in the first place. Whether you use it or not depends completely on your goals as a guitar teacher. So it's worth pointing out that while the benefits are significant for most people, it won't suit everybody. The main reason why you would consider using social media is that it extends your reach to more potential students. With a simple post or share, you could potentially reach new students looking for a teacher. Compared to traditional offline advertising, social media has the potential to reach far more people at a much lower cost. I say a lower cost because even though social media is free to use, you still need to spend some time and effort to get it working, so that's still a cost. But compared to other forms of promotion, it's still extremely cost effective. A large majority of people now use social media, and this trend is expected to continue in the future. So social media will continue to be a useful marketing tool now and in the future to reach more people. The other major reason why you might want to consider using social media is what's called social proof. Social media can be used to demonstrate your credibility as a guitar teacher. If one of your current students shares one of your posts or tweets, it's the equivalent of a testimonial from that student. In a way, your followers are actually promoting your lesson service for you. That's something that can't be done with lesson flyers or posters. If a person checks out your Facebook page and sees that you're providing useful advice and actively helping your students out, they will see that as a very compelling reason to go to you for lessons. The reason why so many businesses and professionals now use social media is because people are starting to recognize how powerful social proof is. To put it simply, a guitar teacher who actively uses social media in the right way will be seen as more credible than a teacher who doesn't, even if both teachers have the same abilities. In a previous episode, I discussed credibility, so if you want to understand why this is the case, I recommend you listen to episode 2. I'll quickly mention a third reason to consider using social media, and it's to do with SEO and your website. Your main goal for your website is to get it ranking high in the search engines so potential students can find you easier. An advantage with being involved with social media is that it actually helps your website rank higher. The search engines will see the links from your social media account to your website, and they'll take that into account when determining your website's ranking. This is especially true if you use Google+, which is obviously part of Google. Although you shouldn't use social media just for this reason, it's a nice added benefit. So the main reasons you might consider using social media are: you can reach more people who might become new students, you can use it to build your reputation and social proof, and it'll help you rank higher in the search engines. Regardless of what your goals are as a guitar teacher, these three reasons are likely to be enough for you to decide to start using social media. Now, before we look into how to use social media effectively, let's look at some common mistakes other people are making so you can avoid them. If you can avoid these mistakes, you'll immediately achieve better results with less frustration. The first and biggest mistake is to think of social media as a way to broadcast your promotional messages. During our research, we found quite a lot of guitar teachers using their social media accounts this way. The offline equivalent would be standing in the street with a megaphone announcing discounts on lessons. Don't use your social media as a megaphone for your sales pitches, as it just doesn't work. The worst example we found was a Facebook page for a guitar teacher who repeated the exact same special offer every fortnight for about 6 months. Now, these promotional posts weren't mixed in with other things. 100% of that teacher's posts were promotional. Not surprisingly, none of the posts had any likes, any comments, or any shares. The page didn't have many followers either, and it's easy to see why. This teacher unfortunately doesn't realize that what he is doing is basically spam. While that's an extreme example of how not to use social media, it's an easy mistake for everyone to make. A general rule of thumb is to keep promotional messages under 20% of all posts. So if more than 1 in 5 of your posts or tweets are self-promotional, you should rethink your strategy as it's likely to turn people away. The message from this is if you want to gain new students using social media, bombarding your followers with promotional messages isn't the approach to take. The next biggest mistake is due to a lack of commitment. We found countless examples of guitar teachers who set up social media accounts, only to abandon them later on. An account will remain online indefinitely unless a person deletes it, and we found a staggering number of abandoned accounts. Imagine this from a potential student's point of view. They find your page on Facebook or Twitter and see that nothing has been posted in the last 6 or 12 months. They're either going to think that you stopped teaching or that you don't have commitment to continue with what you start. Either way, it creates doubt in the person's mind. If you decide to use social media, you need to stick to it. You can't try it out then abandon it later on because you don't like it. Doing so will negatively affect your reputation and your credibility. While lack of commitment is a very common mistake, overcommitting can be a mistake as well. Just because there are many different social media platforms available doesn't mean you should create accounts with everyone. Some of them won't suit your needs and others won't fit your skills. Although it does look good on your website to have 4 or 5 links to your different social media accounts, it won't look good if you use them poorly. Each social media platform needs to be used differently, and it's too much work for one person to try and use all of them together. If you overcommit yourself, you'll likely reach a point where you start giving up on some of your accounts. It won't look good to potential students or the rest of your followers. So start off simple and limit yourself to a maximum of 2 different platforms. Learn how to use one platform effectively before you even consider using another one. The whole point of social media is to connect with people, so focus on using one platform to connect with people properly. Another common mistake that's easy to make is to be concerned about numbers. A lot of people feel that they need to have X amount of likes or followers before people will start taking them seriously. Don't be concerned about numbers like that. Think of it from a potential student's point of view. How many likes would they expect a local guitar teacher's Facebook page to have? Nobody's going to expect that a local guitar teacher can have 1,000 or 10,000 likes. When we surveyed students, the average answer was around 100. Students know that a local guitar teacher isn't going to have thousands of likes, and they won't be expecting it. So don't feel that you need to bump up the number of likes or followers to be taken seriously. Another way to think about it is that you want quality, not quantity. 100 potential students is far more valuable than 10,000 random people from around the world. Focus on what really matters and don't be thrown off by numbers. While I could keep going on with other mistakes we've found, I'll mention one general mistake a lot of people make. The mistake is to start with the wrong expectations. Social media isn't a once-off tool to use to bring in new students, and you shouldn't expect to be getting inquiries straight away. We found that a lot of people start using social media expecting it to be a quick and easy way to find new students. Social media should be part of your long-term strategy as a guitar teacher and not as a quick fix. The posts and tweets you make today and the conversations you have with your followers all work towards building your future as a guitar teacher. If you expect to be gaining new students straight away, you're going to get frustrated and you'll likely give up. But if you start with the right expectations, you'll be able to stick it out and eventually succeed. Imagine a door-to-door salesperson showing up one day trying to sell you a vacuum cleaner. He makes a big sales pitch and puts in a lot of effort to try and convince you that you need a new one. But seeing as your current vacuum cleaner is working fine, you say no. Now imagine that your neighbor actually sells vacuum cleaners, and on occasion when you talk to him, he gives you tips on how to get the most out of your unit. When your vacuum cleaner breaks down in the future, who are you going to call? Your neighbor or the salesperson? The reason why you would call your neighbor is because the neighbor has gradually built up trust with you over time, while the salesperson has not. It's the same with social media. The goal is to use it to demonstrate your expertise as a guitar teacher and over time build up trust with your followers. If you try to convince every new follower to take a lesson with you, it won't work. But if over time you use social media properly, when one of your followers decides to start taking lessons, you'll be the first on their mind. That's the way to think about it. Start with the right expectations and you'll be happier with the results. Now that you have an understanding of mistakes and misunderstandings to avoid, let's look at 2 strategies you can use. Our BMK series of business guides covers specific strategies for different social media platforms in detail. So if you're serious about using social media, it's recommended you check them out. I'll only be able to cover the basics of a couple strategies here. I won't go into detail on using specific platforms because they are constantly changing and podcasts cannot be easily updated. Our 12-week Business Fundamentals course also provides plenty of information on the different platforms. The first strategy is to use your social media account as a way to build a community with your students and the public. The idea is to encourage your students to use it to connect with other students, ask you questions, and to get involved. This strategy is hard to get going, but once you have a few people interacting, it's quite easy for it to keep building. The main benefit to this strategy is that it's easy to grow your audience, as people will immediately be able to see the value in joining in. You can achieve this by providing tips, advice, videos, or anything that the student would find useful. Some platforms are better suited to this strategy than others. For example, platforms like Facebook and Google Plus work well, as they allow many different forms of posts and visitors can check them out all in one place. On the other hand, this strategy wouldn't work well with Twitter, as each individual tweet has a very short lifespan. Instead of simply asking people to like your page, you can tell students and people that the page is actually a way for them to learn new things and get involved with other students. This strategy works really well when all of your students have a similar interest, such as a certain style or ability. The other aspect to this is that you can use it to share your students' success stories and report on local workshops or music events. You can upload photos from gigs, record interviews with local bands, or even let people know when events are coming up. When done well, you will actually build a reputation for being the go-to person for anything related to guitar or music in your area. It takes a lot of effort, but if your main goal is to build a local reputation for yourself, then this strategy is a great way to achieve it. To start this strategy off, you need to provide a lot of useful content, and you need to learn how to encourage your followers to get involved in conversations. This is a skill like any other and can be easily learned. Once you learn to get people talking, you can start controlling what topics people talk about through your posts. For example, you might post an image of a confusing chord diagram and ask people to figure out what the chord name is. Or you could include a sample of a song and ask people to work out the chord progression and what scales are being used. Building a community using your social media will over time bring you new accounts, as visitors will be able to see how you interact with your current followers and they'll be compelled to get lessons with you. So it is a lot of work, but when done properly, it will make a big difference to your success. The second strategy is similar to the community approach, but much simpler. The idea is to use your social media account as a support line for your students. Instead of asking students to call or email you with any trouble they're having outside of lessons, you simply ask them to contact you on your social media account. So anytime your student has trouble, they simply send a tweet to you or post something on your page. Then you simply reply back with your advice. Now, why would you want to do this instead of asking the student to call or email you? The main reason is that your social media account is public. So every time you help a student out, it stays on your page, visible to everybody. Over time, your page will actually build up a large collection of questions and answers. Your social media account actually becomes more valuable from a student's point of view because they'll be able to see a long history of problems other students have had with your advice. Imagine this from a potential student's point of view. They see your page and all the questions you've spent time answering. They'll likely learn a lot from past questions and they can see the quality of your advice. With this strategy, you're demonstrating to the public how good a teacher you are. When they compare your page to a competitor's page, yours will definitely be seen as more valuable, because not many guitar teachers are using social media this way. So when a potential student sees your page, they will straight away know that your lessons will be worthwhile. Now, this strategy uses social media in a very different way to how most people use it. The idea is to repurpose social media as a teaching tool. You're not using it like other small businesses or professionals use it, and that's why it works so well. If you use social media the same way other people use it, then you can expect to get the same results. On the other hand, when people use social media in creative ways, it stands out. That's the goal with this strategy, to make you stand out as a unique teacher. The other benefit to this strategy is that you don't need to try and persuade people to follow you, as word will spread around automatically over time. Not only is it a great way to attract new students and build your reputation, but it's a great service to your existing students. They will learn that anytime they have a problem, all they need to do is contact you on your social media page and that you'll help them out. This strategy should work well with any platform, so you have a lot of flexibility in how you use it. For a lot of teachers, this strategy would be a good starting point. You don't need to think about self-promotion because you're actually promoting yourself by helping your students out. So if you don't like the idea of actively trying to promote your services online, this strategy is probably a good starting point for you. There are plenty of different ways to use social media, and I recommend you research other examples to see if something else better suits your goals. The reason I'm highlighting these two strategies is because they work very well for guitar teachers. You want to be seen as the go-to guitar expert, and these strategies are focused on that goal. With the student support strategy, there's no doubt in any visitor's mind that you're the person to see to learn guitar. And with the community strategy, if you can build up a lot of conversations amongst your followers and get involved yourself, people will also see you as the go-to person. If you have high competition in your area with other guitar teachers, using one of these strategies can be enough to raise your reputation. It's worth checking out if your competitors are currently using social media and how they're using it. If it turns out that your competitors aren't using social media at all, or they're using it poorly, you have a big opportunity. On the other hand, if your competitors are using social media, look for a way to stand out and try a different approach. You definitely don't want to be the only teacher without an online presence, but at the same time, you want to stand out. Okay, so in this episode, I've explained why you would want to consider using social media, I've highlighted the most common mistakes other teachers are making, and I've explained a couple strategies to get you started. Your job now is to do some research on your own and to think about what your goals actually are. Please avoid using vague goals like, I want to get more students, because vague goals won't help you work out what needs to be done. Have a look around at the different social media platforms to figure out which ones you feel comfortable with and which ones suit your goals. Members can check out our BMK series as well as our 12-week course, as it contains specific information on each platform. This is a short episode and only scratches the surface on social media, but it gives you a good starting point. By avoiding all the common mistakes that other people are making and starting with the right expectations, you're going to achieve better results and get more out of social media. There's a lot of different directions you can take not mentioned here, and it's up to you how far you take it. As social media is constantly changing, I'll be using our business guides as a way to explain the specifics on the above strategies, as well as platform-specific tips. That way, whenever something changes, you can see the up-to-date information in the guides. The main message I want to leave with you is that social media can be very effective only if you start with the right expectations, have specific goals, and use a suitable strategy. Next time you hear another teacher complain that social media doesn't work, they only think that because they either had the wrong expectations or they used it the wrong way. The PDF for this episode will briefly explain the strategies mentioned here today, as well as some basic information on the most popular platforms today. The PDF is available at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-4. Take your time in deciding what you do, as you want to make the right decision at the start rather than find out later on that you've made the wrong choice. If you have any questions on the strategies mentioned here or in social media in general, use the contact form on that page and I'll be in touch. My name is Aaron and thank you for listening to episode 4 of Live and Teach Guitar's podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I'll talk to you next time.